Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
With the 21st pick in the 2025 NBA Draft, the Utah Jazz select Will Riley from Kitchener, Canada, and the University of Illinois.
The NBA Draft was last night. We're making sense of two Wizards picks for you today on Grant and Danny. Round two tonight. Show's brought to you by the law firm Condori and Murad. Was texting with those guys last evening. They're big Wizards fans, and I know Wasim was fired up about the pick, although seemed like maybe he had his eyes set on somebody else, but I think everyone's okay with what happened.
Yeah, knowing that you couldn't have gotten anybody else, right? I mean, the five guys worked before you, so Trey Johnson at six, and we'll find out more about Will Riley in a minute.
I think it's just hard to not be, as a floor, interested in the prospect of Johnson. You don't have to be like some of us that are giddy and think he's going to be a 24-point-per-game scorer at some point in his career to be, you know, over the moon about him. But anyway, kmlawyers.com, go there and get a meeting with them if you need any of the important stuff done, taking care of your family's assets or yourself in the future. kmlawyers.com, mention us, they'll give you a discount. Let's go to the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. We want to talk to the head coach of Illinois basketball, Brad Underwood, who coached the latest Wizards pick, Will Riley, last season. Coach, thanks for the time. We really appreciate it. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. Thanks for having me on.
You got it. Yep. So I feel like we spent so much time around these parts discussing Trey Johnson and some of the guys at the top of the board that our listeners know these players like the back of their hand. At 18 and then moving down to 21, the pick was Will Riley, who's this athletic wing who came off the bench for you mostly, which I think some people hear that and they go, uh-oh. But we wanted to get your insight. What are the Wizards getting in the pick at 21 in Will Riley?
Well, yeah, a really, really good player, first of all. You know, the one thing that I do is I don't give too much credence to who I start and don't start. I like bringing productivity off the bench. I've had multiple 6 minute a year before for a reason. And Will was one of those guys. And I love bringing impact guys off the bench. You know, Will was one of our top two talents. There's no doubt about that. But again, a guy that's 6'9". I was very, very blessed early in my career as an assistant coach. I coached Michael Beasley at Kansas State. Will's the second best offensive talent I have coached. His ball just goes in. You know, for a guy who classed up, he's still thin. He's got to get stronger. But a great facilitator, a guy who just knows how to score the basketball, and a very, very high IQ player. The Wizards got a really, really good one. I think he can be an all-star type player at some point.
Coach, where did he grow the most in your mind under your charge? You didn't have him for a long time, obviously, just a freshman and now going to the NBA. But from the time he set foot on campus to the time you said goodbye, where did he grow the most in your mind?
Well, I think he understands now how to be a pro from the standpoint of you know, we had him at 200 pounds at one time. He, you know, the weight room, we spend a ton of money in nutrition, teaching guys how to eat. And then I think on the court side, defensively, there had not been a lot of things asked from him on that side of the court before. He's a guy that can guard multiple positions. He's got legit length and size. He's a deceiving shot blocker, you know, for a wing. But the other piece to that is, you know, bringing him off the bench and you know, he played with our second team, and I played him at the point with that group all year long. So his decision making, his ball handling, his facilitating, really, really improved on the offensive side. And he's always been a scorer, and will continue to be that. But his game really grew on the offensive side as a playmaker.
Coach Brad Underwood is with us on Grant and Danny. So you kind of got into this in that second answer there in terms of position, but it seems like just watching him and then maybe the way the Wizards talked about it last night, like he's an NBA wing, an athletic wing. Is that kind of how you envision him at the next level?
Yeah, and he's a guy that's going to be able to exploit mismatches. You know, he's a hard guard. I said the term all year long. He's very slippery. Everybody thinks that because he's thin that you can body him and do all those things. That's not the case. He slips and slides off of you. He can use either hand. You know, he can get to post ups and got a nice little fadeaway over smaller guys, and yet, you know, you put big on him. And I mean, he's as creative and as good with the ball as you can find. So he's going to be a tough matchup, and that size is legit, you know, and 6'9" plus, and he'll continue to add weight as he matures just through age.
Illinois coach Brad Underwood kind enough to give us a few minutes talking about Wizards first rounder Will Riley here on Grant and Danny. So you mentioned getting stronger. That's probably true with every, you know, 18, 19-year-old that's you know, ever played basketball. But how will that affect his game going forward, right? As he gets stronger, does he lose anything potentially in terms of some of those matchup things that you're talking about? How can he add that strength but also kind of be careful to stay who he is?
Yeah, he's always going to be a wiry, strong type of kid. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that there's you know, to think that all of a sudden he's going to be 240 is not it. But he's got that long frame, long arms, long legs. He's you know, he's a kid that had not lifted much till he got with us. He gained a lot of strength that will continue to help him. But I think he's a guy that will always be deceivingly strong, even though doesn't look the part. And he was that way this year. He got to 200 pounds. He gained 27 pounds when he got to campus, from the time he got to campus. And, you know, that will impact him more defensively. But he does a great job of using that length to keep people out of his body. And he knows what's in front of him. He knows that he's got to continue to work in that area and continue to eat the right way. And you know, that'll do nothing but just help his game grow.
Our guest, Brad Underwood's done a whale of a job at Illinois. They're one of four schools nationally with six straight 20-win regular seasons. Big Ten's winning his team in league play over the last six seasons. He's coached some really good players. So big-time compliment when you hear him say this is one of the top two offensively skilled scorers maybe that he's been around. Brad, I'm curious just about last night for you. You had back-to-back picks come off the board. You know, for weeks you're wondering where your guys are going or what that's going to be like, and you're waiting by your phone, I'm sure. And then consecutively, one after another, it happens.
Pretty cool.
A, your involvement in the process, like when a team like the Wizards is looking at Will, how closely are they talking to you, working with you? And then what was that like back-to-back last night at 20 and 21?
Well, I think the one thing the Wizards did, and this is why I think Will is so happy and so comfortable, and he knows that nobody saw us play or practice more than they did. And they were so dialed in to their research. They knew exactly what they're getting in Will. I think they see a very bright future. They know his high character. You know, he's a guy that will work as hard as anybody. He shot 70,000 threes last year on our NOAA system. He's a worker. And, you know, when a team does that due diligence and works that hard, we know that, the young man knows that, and it just becomes a great fit in marriage. So I'm excited for both. It was exciting last night to have two guys go in the first round, 2 1-and-dones. I think it speaks to what we're trying to do at Illinois. We've got great facilities. I think our development in the weight room, we spend more money than anybody on nutrition. And then what our coaches do on the court helping guys. And I think, you know, stylistically, playing fast, playing an NBA style has helped. But it's pretty cool. You know, it's Kasparis landed in a great situation in Miami. For him to come from Europe and have the kind of year he had, and Will coming from Canada, and both those guys impacted college basketball, not just our team, but impacted the game in a really positive way. So big night for the Illini and a lot of fun.
So you piqued my interest there. Forgive me for going off the beaten path here for a second, but I am annoyingly curious. You mentioned the system you guys use where you can get shots up. What did you call it?
It's called the NOAA system.
The NOAA system.
It's a facial recognition system. So when guys come in, and then we've got what we call a splashboard on each end that shows you your makes and misses. It'll tell you your arc that you shoot it. It'll tell you your depth. It's a really cool tool. NBA teams have it. So it's pretty neat that our guys can track their shots against NBA guys and what they're shooting and from different areas on the court. And
they don't have to touch or do anything. Like, they walk into the gym and just grab a ball and get shots up, and the tech works for itself.
Yeah, and it'll talk to them.
Oh, my God.
It'll tell them, you know, if you're working on your arc that day, and, you know, it'll tell you your arc was 45 degrees, and it'll tell you that if you want your depth where the ball goes in the rim. So it's a pretty cool device, and we've invested heavily in development, and that's one of the things that we've put a lot of money in.
That's so cool. The reason I ask is I assumed that's more even detailed than I imagined, but, you know, it used to be, I remember when coaches would say, we're just not sure how much this guy's studying the film at home. And now the big deal in the NFL is they can, to the minute, see how much guys are studying, assuming they're not playing video games and just opening the app or whatever. But I'm wondering, like you mentioned, that his amount of shots stood out, tells me it was above average or whatever. Like, what was that number compared to normal, and how elite is what he was doing?
Yeah, there's very few people that are putting up those kind of numbers. And especially when you think that you're doing it throughout the course of a season, Will's going to become an elite shooter. You know, as you play 82 games in a regular season and you get a couple hundred shots up just in pregame warmups, the volume of shots you get is elite. And, he's already an elite scorer, an elite mid-range game guy. He'll continue just to be a lethal scorer, because he's got great hand eye. He's got a very soft touch, and those things will continue to improve. But there's a lot of technology out there we utilize, and we shot a lot of threes and played fast, and it was a system that was great for Will.
Coach, back to Will for a couple more here from me. How is he now? How would you grade him now as a defender and a rebounder? And then kind of give me a future grade that you think he'll get to as an NBA player.
He's a good defender. I think that's the area that that maybe his lack of physicality, where he's got to grow. He's got to continue to grow. He's got the ability to be very, very good. Just that length is special. He's high IQ. He's got great anticipation. We were one of the top rebounding teams in the country on both ends. I think he's got a tremendous knack on the offensive glass. Scorers know how to score, and they find ways to score. He's very adept on the offensive glass. It's something we emphasize a great deal. But I think he can be very, very impactful. And again, that size and that length are ideal when you get into, you know, switching and having guard multiple spots on the floor.
If the Wizards called you, and I imagine they might, sounds like you guys have been in close touch, and say, hey, you know, what's the best way to motivate him? What's the best way to say, hey, it's not, or like he runs into adversity, as every athlete, you know, has in the history of sports, where it's not going well. Is he a carrot guy? Is he a stick guy? Is he something in between? Like, when he's down, how do you get him going?
Yeah, and it's a great question, because Will went through it and got off to a really quick start for us. And then kind of had a little lull, and it was, you know, scouting, and it was your opponents have something to do with that. And, you know, he got sick and had the flu and missed some time in practice. And I always say that the best way to handle adversity is work. And Will does that. And yet he is he's a gangster. And I mean that in a positive way when it comes to competitor, elite competitor. He'll want to win in spades. He'll want to win in free throw contest against the manager or a coach, and let alone when you play 5-on-5. Ultra competitive. So he figures a way to work his way out of that. And it didn't bother him. It wasn't where you needed to have a lot of conversations with him to get him out of it. He puts his film time in. He just keeps going about his assignment. And you know, it's, you know, there's going to be a lot of ups and downs in a season, and there's going to be a lot in NBA career and a season. So he's pretty gangster when it comes to competing and wanting to win, and pretty tough. And he always falls back on his work.
Coach Brad Underwood, Illinois, sneaky, excellent program at the highest level. The only team in the Big Ten with a winning record, 6 straight seasons. They've made the tournament 5 straight years, would have been 6 if not for COVID. And in fact, they've won games in the tournament in 4 of the last 5 years. Curious just about the landscape for you. We don't get coaches on very often, so I'd be remiss if I didn't ask. I've got a buddy who's a college baseball coach. And for him, like, it's not as fun, it's work. He's re-recruiting his own players constantly. He's at a lower level than you are, in fairness. But he feels like when they recruit a guy and it goes great, they leave. And when they recruit a guy and it goes badly, you know, then I guess they win now. Like, what is it like for you coaching today? We've seen so many legends walk away. Is it the same level of fun, or do you feel like you're constantly recruiting your own guys?
Well, I think you make your own fun, and you create. I've never run away from change. I think change can be great. And we've obviously seen a tremendous amount of change in the last 5 years. You go back to COVID, and all of a sudden we get the portal thrown at us. Then we get NIL thrown at us. All of those things are in their own right. If it was just happening one at a time, are big deals, let alone have to deal with all of it at once. And we're making great strides. I think the game of basketball has never been better. I think NIL has helped it. We're seeing players come back to college that, quite honestly, because of NIL, would be in the draft if we didn't have it. That's enhancing the game. Viewership was up. I just think we're in a great, great spot. It's different. I choose not to complain. And just deal with it. You know, it's we had 10 or 11 new guys. This year we have 6 or 7 guys back. It's going to be that way.
I think Coach is breaking up. I'm going to put him on hold. Darris, make sure you thank him for us. That was outstanding.
That was great. Yeah, that was really cool to hear.
Really, really insightful answer there. But overall, I mean, the intel on his player, and obviously he's going to be a big believer, but it's great knowledge.
But what he's saying backs it up. So, you know, obviously I'm not a scout. I'm just a pudgy zilch. But I saw him a handful of times where he was not a factor in some of these games. They played Tennessee on national television. I checked that out. I think he was 1-for-9, was kind of like a lost puppy out there at times. His best play happened in the second half of the season as he kind of grew into it, right? Whether it was coming off the bench or even eventually starting. And he played a lot better as the season went on.
There's a player who's waging a war with a company that he's done business with. I'm fascinated by this story. I think it's going to be a significant watershed result as he's suing to see where it all goes from here. I'm going to explain next on Grant and Danny.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At 4 o'clock, your Beltway Blitz will take you up to 6:30 tonight on The Fan. No Nats baseball. Very rare. They've got a day off before and after a three-game series out in Anaheim against the Angels. So they're off today. They'll be off Monday as well as they fly back from California to get ready for a homestand starting on Tuesday. Danny, I wanted to talk about this story that's growing some legs. It's out of Major League Baseball, but it really doesn't have much to do with baseball. It's a much larger conversation, and I think it's going to be compelling for our audience. So I'm going to give some quick background first. There is a company called Big League Advance, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This company was created by businessmen who were former baseball players, to my knowledge. Big League Advance, that the MO here, what they do is they front money to young athletes. It started with baseball prospects, and they give you money when you don't have any money to help you sometimes make ends meet, sometimes stay in a nicer apartment than you would, have a nicer bed than you would, get more better sleep than you would. But depending on how much money they give you and what you negotiate and how it works, maybe to get the equipment that you need to improve your craft or to develop as a player. But they give you this money at a young age when you are not yet famous and oftentimes far from a guaranteed or locked in player to end up ever making a lot of money. And then you sign on with them, and when you make your millions, when you make your money, you pay them back later. That's the business model, so to speak. So Fernando Tatis will be the example that we use here. Mm-hmm. This superstar outfielder, the Nats just played the Padres. He had a big home run in his bobblehead night for San Diego, his former 40-homer player at the major league level. Fernando Tatis Jr., as a 17-year-old, wanted money or needed money. I don't know. Although his dad's a former big leaguer who made over $50 million, but I don't know what their family situation is. So in his specific case, big league advance and him strike a deal where they say, 17-year-old Fernando Tatis, here's $2 million. He says thank you, and he signs on the dotted line that he will give them 10% of his career earnings in the major leagues. Now, he's the best example of what's happening because it's a massive success story. He was not a elite top-of-the-line prospect at this time, at 17. He was well-regarded. People thought he'd be really good. But ultimately, like, he was traded. People don't even remember. He was in the White Sox system, and they threw him into a deal not thinking he'd become what Fernando Tatis Jr. became with the Padres. But he got to the major leagues, Danny. Mm-hmm. He became such a star that he ended up signing a contract for $340 million over 14 years with the Padres, which means that now he owes 10% of that money to big league advance. Over the lifetime of the deal, 14 years, he's going to pay them back $34 million. So he's now saying, this is ridiculous. I was 17. I got $2 million. This is predatory, and I don't think I should have to pay them $34 million plus 10% of whatever I were to get after that. If he got another four-year deal, and the money at the time called for like $50 million a year, so he makes another $200 million, it's $20 million more. No matter what he makes, they get 20% of it. But their point would be, well, wait a second. Number one, we have a binding contract, so you're going to pay us the money. But number two, we took a risk. We gave you $2 million. You might have amounted to nothing. Like, if you don't make a certain amount, if you don't get that contract, it's not like you pay us out of something you don't have.
Right.
They basically just say, when you get your next big contract, we get 10% of it, right? And if so facto, not only do you owe us the $34 million, but we're not predatory. We didn't do anything wrong. We just fronted you money to help you get to the big leagues. In fact, I was reading somewhere where Tatis was asked about this. Now, it's been years, I'm sure. But at one point, sang the praises of this operation. Talked about how helpful it was and how maybe he doesn't develop the same way as he once did. And, you know, the idea being that when you have the extra money, and I'm making up these things now, but whether it's, like I said, a better place to sleep rather than having to do it on the cheap with whatever the team assigns you, and you get more rest and more sleep, or you hire a personal chef, or maybe as a pitcher, you go get your own Edutronic to work on, and you build your own pitching lab in the offseason. There's a direct correlation possibly between, if you don't have the money, what you dump into yourself. There's a reason why quarterbacks like Kirk Cousins and Russell Wilson throughout their careers have spent $1 million a year on their body, because you put in what you get out, essentially. And you couldn't have done that, maybe in Tatis's case with a big league father. He could have, I don't know. But a lot of guys can't, and they're going, we're helping you get there. What's your take on this? Because now people are looking at the age, 17, which... Mm-hmm. is alarming and sounds off these bells for people, or they're seeing a lot of times that it's players that aren't from the States who do have parents and do have agents, I would imagine, most of the time, but they are minors who are signing on to some of these agreements, and then on the back end, they have to pay this company back a ton of money. Because having heard about this for years, does it feel shady to an extent, I guess, as a business model? But I don't think it's predatory at all. I think it's... To me, I think there's a reality to it might help you become the best version of yourself.
So there's a number of things to it. It's basically angel investing for people instead of companies.
I was going to say, it is kind of like, what's the other term, not angel investing? I was thinking about this today. Like when you have people come by.
Friends and family investing. I mean, nah, whatever the round of. Yeah. So in other words, if I come to you, I need cash just because my business trying to get off the ground. I need you go on Shark Tank. I need $100,000 for whatever it is you need it for, right? To improve distribution, to, you know, unclog my supply line, whatever, right? And then they take 10% of your company. If your company gets to be worth $1 billion, you owe them $100 million off of a $100,000 investment. And right. Someone would turn and go, that's so predatory. Nope. Not at all. When you had nothing, they gave you something. You don't have to do it. They have, I'm looking at this, so Big League Advantage, Michael Schwimmer is the founder, guys from around
Big
here.
Big League Advance, yeah.
Yeah, I coached against him in when he was at St. Stephen's, and he pitched at UVA, and was actually a guest on our show at one point, talking about something totally different that wasn't this. And it was based on his experience in the minors. So it's one of these companies that do that. I don't know if it's the same as Big League Advance, or this is Big League Advantage. I don't know if they're rivals. I don't know anything about anything.
So that's the one I know about. I thought it was actually the same thing, Big League Advance.
Maybe it's the same thing. I don't know. But the point is, it's from that experience where you go, I'm living hand to mouth as a minor leaguer making, you know, if you break it down per hour, the amount of time you're trying to work on your craft, eating peanut butter and jelly sandwiches at some, you know, dingy clubhouse that's probably got mold on the walls in some back roads town in the middle of nowhere. I'm trying to become a Major League Baseball player. This doesn't help me. They represent all sorts of players at this point. There's a guy, I just picked one at random, Jose Dixon. Who does he play for? Currently, in the rookie ball league with the Tigers at 18 years old, there's a great chance that he gets nothing.
Correct.
At any point in time.
They're taking on a big risk.
They take on a risk.
Venture capitalists was like what I was thinking.
Yeah. That's what it is. It's venture capital.
By the way, just to clarify, that is the same company.
Okay.
There aren't two of them.
Gotcha.
So this guy Schwimmer is the guy that I was thinking of that started this, the former player who's local. BLA, Big League Advance. Big League Advantage is the website because you get an advantage theoretically to get to the big leagues. But before making his major league debut in 2011, he spent three seasons in the minors where he witnessed the sacrifices teams made to stay in the game and achieve their dream of Major League Baseball. And I've talked to him about it. And basically, in the interview, what came about was his point was there are guys that could have made it if they had more funds at their disposal or a better lifestyle. And he felt like this was, like, as he was playing, knowing he wasn't going to make it, this is in the back of his head going, there's an opportunity here. And so now, they have over 700 players I saw on the website.
They do.
It's not just baseball anymore, although that is how it began based on his background. But Fernando Tatis is suing them. That is the story. That's why we're talking about this today. He's going to sue Big League Advance to void a deal he signed when he was 17 years old. And I would imagine what he's suing for is to say I was a minor, so it shouldn't count or whatever. The issue I have is twofold. One, a lot of people are going to say it's predatory. I might even be in the minority on this. I don't think it is. Because I think they're taking on a big risk. And again, I think they are helping you get to where you got to. And then when you get there, you turn around and go, I don't think I want to pay them all that money. That seems like a lot of money. So that's number one. But number two, the other issue I have here, Danny, I guess, with this story overall, would be that just this notion of like, well, it's like they approached a 17-year-old. They slid a contract across the desk at a practice, and then he went home and told his parents like what he did. These players have agents and Busconis, and they have people that are advising them. I can't say they all have parents, but a lot of them have parents that are involved. Going, yeah, it sounds terrible to suggest you're talking with a 17-year-old, but generally there's also adults in the room that are in on this too. Does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense. So it's different in the old days in, you know, you go to the Dominican and some of these guys you mentioned, like the Busconis, everything's so corrupt. They're ripping kids out of class and saying, you're going to go to school to play baseball. And then for all the guys that don't make it, they left school at 13 years old, are borderline illiterate and are just sort of stuck without an education. And all they did was practice baseball and they never made it to the majors. No one ever talks about that part of the story. Major League Baseball is trying to clean that up, and it's slow going, but progress has been made. So if it's at that level where you're going and sliding a contract in front of some kid that doesn't speak English as a 16-year-old going, we'll give you $1 million now, but you give us, you know, 20% of whatever you earn for the rest of your life. Okay, I could see how you'd view that as predatory. That's immediately what people jump to. The son of a former big leaguer that's around the game a little bit. Come on, that's not predatory.
$50 million career earnings for his pops, Fernando Tatis.
Yeah, and there's a sliding scale as well. So if all you want is lunch money, if all you want is not have to eat at McDonald's and point to a number, you can give them as little as 1% of your future earnings. But it's a sliding scale. So if you want more money, you owe them a larger percentage in the future, right? That's how anything would go. So it's, again, the same as a company. Think of it as Grant Paulson Enterprises. You come to me for money, and I go, I'll give you $20,000 for 0.5%. Okay. Well, if I give you $500,000, I'd like more than 0.5%. I'm going to need 20%, 30%, 40% of Grant Paulson Enterprises. And depending where you are, you say yes, no, maybe so. Sorry, that's life, dude.
As is generally the case when it comes to trying to win a court case, they might be able to on technicalities here in the sense that the lawsuit was filed in San Diego County Superior Court, accuses this BLA, they call it, Big League Advance, using predatory tactics to lure him into an investment deal, actually an illegal loan, they're claiming. BLA misrepresented itself to Tatis, hid that they were unlicensed, pushing him into loan terms banned by California's consumer protection laws, the suit alleges. Now, here's what I don't know. Do California's consumer protection laws not allow a 17-year-old to sign this agreement? And that was his point. I guess that's possible. I don't know. Is California only relevant because he plays for the Padres now?
So you find a friendly venue where you're gonna
exactly
follow the suit.
He plays in San Diego, so maybe right. California becomes more relevant. I don't know. But the larger conversation I wanted to have, and I'm just curious what people think about this, is a lot of people for many years have like looked at this practice and said, "Ugh, that's gross," or used words like predatory or shady or whatever. And I mostly just understand that the business model. There are businesses that are less admirable than others, I suppose, like squatting on websites, and making right. $1 million that way. It's not the coolest way to make money. It's a business. People do that. To me, as you said, this is just venture capitalism, essentially. But on a player, you're taking on a big risk, and you're saying, if you make it, you owe us this percent.
Yeah, and I got news. Each one of these guys is their own business. They're their own venture. They're totally. Their own. The commodity is you. As when you're selling yourself to advertisers, that's you. When they want Fernando Tatis to drink the Gatorade or hit the home run wearing the Adidas, I don't even know what he wears, but the Franklin batting gloves,
by
whatever
the way,
you're sponsored with.
This happens to a lesser, not even to a lesser extent, so much more than people know, and it doesn't have to happen as much now. But like 5 years ago, with players getting money from agents, before, like, to sign with that agency, mm-hmm. It still happens to an extent, but I will not give a name, but I remember talking to an NFL agent, and I was like, did you think about representing that player? I know you were negotiating with, and he said, yeah, the dad wanted X amount of dollars up front. I wasn't going there. And I'm like, really? That much money? I mean, the guy was getting tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars. And he's like, I can't do that, essentially. Right. Like, I'm not going there. But these bigger agents or these people are okay to do it. How's that different? Like, the agency's fronting your kid a bunch of money. Eventually, they're going to make millions of dollars, and the agent's going to get his on the back end. That's not that different than what this is, really. And that was semi-common. Under the table, not allowed, mm-hmm. air quotes here. But I guess I just, the word predatory bothers me a little bit. But I want to know what people think about this. 800-636-1067. Tatis is suing them, says he was 17, and that this is not something that should be happening. They've got hundreds of athletes. What do you guys think? Grant and Danny on the Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
So there's a company called Big League Advance getting sued by Fernando Tatis, superstar with the Padres. They fronted him $2 million. Then he owes him 10% of whatever he makes when he makes it big in the major leagues, and he signed for $340 mil. So that's $34 million of that contract that he's contractually obligated to give them over the next 14 years. He's suing them. He says what happened was predatory. And we're asking you if you agree. 800-636-1067. He was 17. Now, I like to acknowledge that the majority of the time, there is an agent already involved. If not an agent, then an advisor of sorts that is helping guide you through this process. He had already signed professionally, internationally, in his example, at that point. Most of these guys start talking to teams when they're like sometimes 12, sometimes 14. You know, and that's okay, by the way. Oh, mm-hmm. Nothing predatory about that, right? But at 17, when you go talk to him about giving him $2 million, which he wants, and he's going to give you 10%, people have a problem with that. But we're asking you what you think. So, Danny, before we hit the phones, what do you got?
Pretty simple for me. This now, if it really was like, you know, a player that couldn't speak English and you're taking advantage of them by saying, sign here, here, and here. This makes you a citizen. This makes you our client. This makes you go to the major leagues. Okay, not the case here. Former big leaguer, our son of a big leaguer, rather, who needed money up front.
But this is the one specific guy. There are 700 of them.
Sure.
I guess it's possible. I don't think it's nefarious, like they're lying to him about what it means.
If you find me a nefarious example, I'll say that's a nefarious example, yeah, is my point. So,
but
again,
generally, let's say it's not a son of a big leaguer who made $50 million. Let's say it's someone who doesn't have much money and comes from very little, and they're 17 years old, and they come to you and say, we'll give you $2 million. I'm just making this up. I don't know the significance of, like, I don't know about Ronald Acuna's past. But let's just say, hypothetically, he did not have much money and didn't come from much and came to them and said, hey, I need $1 million. And they go, great, we need 7.5% of your earnings. And then you become an MVP player. But his dad wasn't a big leaguer who hit 2 grand slams in one inning. I mean, do you feel different about that?
No. This is angel investing. This is venture capitalism. This has gone on in the times of the Renaissance in Italy, where your benefactor would say, I think you're a great painter. Here's some money up front so that you can live, so that you can make great art, and I get a piece of the proceeds. This has happened forever. It's how companies work, and these players are individual companies. A number of the athletes they have listed, I'm picking guys at random. 90% of the people I've clicked on so far are not in the show, aren't close. This one dude here has been in the minor leagues for 12 years, I think.
Right.
You know?
They ain't making their money back.
He's not going anywhere.
Here,
so
I do want to, this is a question I have, and I don't remember if I asked this or not. I think I did talk to Schwimmer years ago. But if a guy never makes it, do they owe you $2
million? They do not.
And I'm pretty sure the answer is no.
I mean, according to their website and the terms they list, you do not.
So what, do they say second contract? Like, what is the phrasing on that?
If you, I'll grab it right here. I had
Once
it right in
front
of me.
Once you make X amount of dollars?
If you never reach the highest levels, you don't owe them anything.
Okay. I mean, so to me, they're taking on all of the risk, so to speak. And you only pay them when you have enough that it doesn't make you not have any money.
Yeah, right there. It says it's not a loan. If the athlete does not reach the highest level of his career, they do not pay BLA anything.
Right.
They're investing too.
The word predatory to me is just not correct. Tom's in D.C. What's up, Tom?
Hey, man, I think it's essential, just like predatory lending. You know, they know what's going to happen. They know what's going to go down. They're just waiting for that big shot to happen. Now, I don't know.
Tom, I'm going to let you expound in a second, but they don't know. They can't possibly. You know, I could sit here and tell you right now today that Dylan Cruz is going to be a superstar at LSU. He may not be. There's guys that miss all the time. And as we just said, they're not lending this out to me. Like, if I got drafted in the 29th round and I was never going to play in the big leagues, they're not coming to me and going, here's your $2 million. Because they only get money if you hit it big. So they have a scouting department and they're guessing on the guys that will. And they eat a lot of money. The Tatis example is the great example of when it works for them.
They're like Vegas. They always know.
Respectfully, no, they do not. I don't know how to say that to you better.
If you knew, then teams wouldn't miss in the draft. And teams spend more money and have more scouting than they do. There's no way to know. Again, run through the list. As Danny's saying, a lot of the guys you haven't heard of, they're signing guys at 17 and 18 years old who, many of whom, at best, will get to the big leagues 4 or 5 years later. It's no different than playing the prospect game. Victor Robles, as an example, would have been a great client for them when he was internationally beloved. This kid, the Nats have it in the system right now, who they signed to, I'm trying to think of what he made. Whatever their allotment was that year, close to $5 million, Christian Vaquero, they gave him all of it. And they said, this is the next big thing internationally. This is going to be our, you know, Juan Soto. This is going to be our Victor Robles, whatever. Right now, this moment, it doesn't look like he's going to play in the big leagues. They gave him, I want to say it was like internationally $4 million or something.
Yeah, a huge chunk of
their entire purse. There's no way to know. Now, Big League Advance might have gone to him and given him $2.5 million and said, when you make your $100 million, we want it back. And right now, he's hitting .214 in single A. Let's go to Mac in Oakton. Hey, Mac.
Hey, how's it going, guys? I agree with the assessment. I mean, it's kind of classic portfolio economics. If there weren't a big upside like this, then there wouldn't be a big league advantage because they'd waste all their money on the guys who don't make it. So, yeah, I agree that just kind of high level, I work with a lot of VCs and startups, like this is how the game is played. Now, I guess there is a question of how it was executed. You guys hit on that too. Like there is a way to do this in a predatory fashion, but on its face, like, yeah, I think the economics, I do not find predatory or offensive.
Thanks, Mac.
Appreciate
it. So I just looked up the Vaquero numbers. So Danny, he's 20 right now, and he's playing in single A still, Fredericksburg. He's not at A-plus Wilmington. But at 17, they got him out of the international signing pool, and they had teams are given, just think of it as like an allowance, basically. So the Nats were given $5.2 million to spend that year on players internationally. You could sign 50, you could sign 2, right? They used $4.9 million on this guy, Vaquero, who was the bee's knees, can't miss, everybody loved him. Like, thank God the Nats just had a bad system, but they added this guy, right? You fast forward to today, 3 years later, and he's hitting .235 with zero power in Fredericksburg. And it's very possible he will never be a major league player or a good one. They gave him their entire pool. So my point is just, and I think most people get this, the guys like, they know. No, they don't. Respectfully, they just don't.
Yeah, they're gambling too. So again, I'm the list is constantly revolving and auto-generating from their site. I'm literally grabbing a name, Googling him, and finding a guy that hasn't played in the minor leagues of the United States in 5 years, or almost 4 years, who's played Venezuelan winter ball, has played Dominican winter ball. Seems like he's doing okay there, but they'll never get their money back on that guy. And I'm not crying poverty for them, by the way. It's their money. That's the business.
Right.
But when they make it, when they actually get one right, that's why it's worth it.
And when they get one right, that's when people are going, this is predatory. Is it predatory when they gave a guy $2 million and then he never paid him back because he didn't make it? That's not that predatory. That seems like just a pretty good deal for that kid.
Yeah, I mean, it's not exactly the same because I didn't get any money out of it, but when there was a golden era that was taking place in terms of comedy and stand-ups and whatever else. They were basically giving sitcoms away at the airport, right? If you got to New York or got to L.A., it was like, are you a comedian? Here's your chance. So all these famous guys were getting sitcom after the success of Ray Romano and Seinfeld and everybody else. Well, that meant that everybody at the lower levels, they were doing the theaters. And the guys that were doing the clubs are doing the theaters. The guys that weren't doing the clubs are doing the clubs. And so I got an agent almost right away, get to New York. Because they're going, it's not a lot, it's not great value for us to spend 20 hours to book this guy at one $500 weekend in Indianapolis. But if he makes it big, that's worth it to us because we're his agent, right? Well, then the economy changes, it dries up, and you get bounced. But it's the same kind of principle where they're investing time when there's no return in it for them, or investing resources when there's no return in case you hit it big. And when you hit it big, they're entitled to their money, it seems to me.
Beltway Blitz is next on the Defenders, who had a player sign in the NFL this week, the Wizards and the Nationals on Grant and Danny.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.